For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's game day, WIP afternoon show. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch, rather. All the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Find locations at chickiesandpeets.com. With us all season long on Fridays at 4 o'clock, Jaws, Ron Jaworski. Appreciate having you, man. Thank you for joining us.
Gentlemen, always great to be with you breaking down the Eagles' regular season opener. Look forward to great things.
Now, you are not in Brazil, right? You are right here. Any FOMO? Do you wish you had gone down?
No, none.
Right there with you.
Hey, the first thing I remember was reading it was a 10-hour flight, and I said, no, I'm not up for that. So I'm actually heading over to Comcast Sports Center. I'll be doing the Eagles' pregame show and the postgame show. So I'll be in the confines of a nice, comfortable area.
So, Jaws, this is a pretty basic and general question, but I'm curious, what does your gut tell you? What kind of season do we see from Jalen Hurts this year? If you had to put money on it, what do we see?
I think he'll have a better season than last year. I don't think it will start out in a very fast way. And I say that nothing against Jalen, because I think he's terrific. But I think when you learn a new system, it takes time. And you know, he didn't play the preseason games once again, which I always disagree with. I think a quarterback needs to play some in the preseason, particularly with training camp only being 18 days and you don't have the offseason workouts. It's hard to step in a new system with a new coordinator and have everything happen automatically. So I wish he would have played more in the preseason. But I think there's obviously great talent on offense, and that's going to help him. But it just takes time. I played 17 years in the NFL, a lot of different systems. And when you change systems, it doesn't happen automatically. It takes time and patience.
You know, Jaws, we've talked a lot about there being a lot of weapons on offense, and surely they do. But one challenge is making sure, specifically A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley, who are used to getting the ball a lot, making sure everybody's happy. How much of that lies on Kellen Moore? How much of that lies on Jalen Hurts? How much of that lies on Nick Sirianni?
Well, I hope it's really unimportant. I don't think you need to feed a single player. I think it's all about winning. I think if you have a focus on making sure Saquon gets his touches, make sure AJ gets his catches, to make sure Smitty gets his balls thrown to him, I've never felt comfortable in advocating for that kind of system. I think you have to do whatever it takes to be successful. There may be games where Saquon's going to see the ball 25 times. There may be games where they're going to throw it 50 times. And I think it's game plan specific what you're going to do with each individual player. The fact is he has a lot of weapons to throw to, a lot of weapons to hand off to. I think the offense is going to be very, very dynamic.
Mm-hmm. When you look at this offense, Jaws, you just talked about how a quarterback can struggle sort of to pick up a system, and it just doesn't happen that easily. As an offense, would you sort of lean more on Saquon, at least in the early portion of the season, this first game? Certainly would be a lot easier to sort of establish a running game versus some of the different things you would do in the passing game.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. I think I want to see this team become a physical football team. You know, and maybe I'm old school and you're probably a little bit thinking like I do. I think you have to have a physical presence from your offensive line and the running game. Because at the end of the day, you know, the dynamic plays do come out of the pass game, the explosive plays out of the pass game. But the teams, because they can win the game by running the football, milking the clock, controlling the line of scrimmage, are the teams that eventually move on to the Super Bowl and become world champions. Play good defense, run the football, control the clock, and dynamic explosive plays out of the pass game. To me, it's always been a formula. But I've always believed you have to be a physical football team. And I think last year, they're going to defensive side of football. I thought we lost that physicality. Particularly at the end of the season, we know it was awful at the end of the season. Our defense couldn't tackle; they're getting pushed back, and that's what I'm going to watch primarily close tonight. Our defensive line is going to be key to me.
One last thing for me on the offensive side of the ball: the working relationship with Cam Jurgens and Jalen Hurts. That quarterback center position, there's been talk this offseason about the issues with picking up the blitz last year, and Jalen basically saying he was told not to worry about it, that Jason would handle it, but now he's going to have a little bit more of a role in that and deciding that. How does that dynamic work with the quarterback in the center, and how do you think it's going to work with Cam and Jalen this year?
Well, whoever makes a statement that the quarterback in the center has to make it work, that would be an incorrect statement. They have to work together, number one. But when you decide to adjust and pick up blitz, it's not only about the quarterback in the center and who's going to pick up who. It's wide receivers reading the blitz. It's tight end receiving the blitz. It's a back, reading the blitz, and it's a hot. So it's just not a simple answer. Oh, well, they got to make all the right calls. That'll fix all the problems. That would be the wrong statement to make. To stop teams from blitzing, you must have sight adjustments built into your offense. In other words, if you can't pick it up, you got one to block two. No matter how good the system is, one's coming free. That means a wide receiver has to break his adjustment, or a tight end has to break and make an adjustment. So it's never one thing. That's why blitzes are so complicated. But I like the fact that Jalen will have more authority now, be more authoritative in making these calls. So he will definitely know. If he's making the call, he will definitely know where the hot is. Sometimes if your center's making the call, if Jason's making the call, he may not get that call. Jason's looking at his offensive lineman. Cam Jurgens may look at his offensive lineman. So I like the fact that Jalen will now be more active in making the calls. He will know where the hot is by the fact that he makes the call.
Okay.
We're talking to Ron Jaworski. Jaws, we were talking about Cam Jurgens. It's an interesting situation in that he is a first-year starter at center, but he has been in the building and he has played with them, which obviously gives him an advantage, having played for Stoutland, having played with Jalen, all those sorts of things. How long until he, I guess, feels comfortable where he is? What is the ramp-up period for a player in his position?
Spike, I don't think there is any ramp-up period. He's got to step in and play center. He did a really good job last year playing right guard. In college, he was a great center. He came out and was drafted to be a center. He's not as nimble as Jason Kelce was. I don't think you'll see that dancing bear out in the perimeter like you do with Jason Kelce. But clearly, as far as what Stoutland likes to do with his offensive line, it's a mauling physical offensive line. So I think in some degrees, Cam Jurgens is a better fit than Jason Kelce when you talk about the physical game. But let's get real here. Jason was not a physical guy. He was an athletic guy.
Yep.
Moving over to defense, obviously you said it'll take a while for the offense to settle in, new coordinator. We have a new coordinator on defense, too, and not nearly as much talent. What are we going to see for the first half of the season? I'm actually terrified, to be honest with you.
I'm chuckling with you, Spike.
Yeah. I realistically, is it till midseason before, if they are going to be a good sort of mid-pack, at least, defense, does it take to the middle of the season to get there with as much change as they have?
I sure as hope not, but it's going to take some time. It's a new system. And by the way, the Vic Fangio hire is a spectacular hire. Vic has been around 40 years in this game as a defensive coach. Well, he was coaching the Philadelphia Stars, the USFL, when I was playing quarterback for the Eagles. So I got to know Vic very well when we were both a lot younger. And he's been around this league. I know coaches around this league that refer to Vic Fangio for help. The coach of this league that after they play a team, they call Vic Fangio, what did you do to help us design the scheme? What were your keys? What did you do? Vic's system is recognized as one of the best in the National Football League. Now, then again, that's great. But now do you have players that can understand that system and play that system? He will be kind of willing to give up 4 or 5 yards on the running game. He's not going to go up the big passing play game. So that's where I would say I'm going to watch his defensive line number one because they must control the line of scrimmage.
All right, Jaws. Well, Jaws will be on NBC Sports Philly pre and post, but will be with us 4 o'clock on Fridays all year long. We appreciate you,
Everybody.
Man. Oh, but wait a minute. Before I let you go, are they going to win tonight or what?
I've got a 30-27 Eagles.
I'll take it. Hey,
this could be a crazy game. No one's talked about the Packers all week. I've been listening to these shows. The Packers come in as a good football team.
Yes,
they put
sir.
48 in the Cowboys in the playoffs. They were leading the 49ers with a minute to go in a playoff game. They got them knocked out. So they're not some bunch of slappies that are down in there in Brazil. They're a good football team. So this is going to be a good football game tonight.
Absolutely. All right, Jaws, thank you for joining us, man. Look forward to talking all season long.
Looking forward to a great season, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Jaws. All right, 215-592-9494. Now, I know there's a lot of people, 215-592-9494. I know there's a lot of people getting out of work.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people. Do you think people are going to tailgate at the Link?
Of course.
Tonight?
If they allow them to.
So you're on your way. Essentially, it's a football Friday. We have Eagles opener tonight for the first time on a Friday night. What are you excited to see tonight? Me, I'm looking forward to see Saquon Barkley. Ike, Jalen Hurts. Jack, for some insane reason, is excited to see the defense.
I'm a glutton.
Yeah, he is a glutton. What are you excited to see? 215-592-9494. Get your calls right after Jack tells you how you can have him and Brent Salah come to your house.
I mean, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah,
you know,
it sounds like a good prize.
Hanging out, the ultimate home gating giveaway going on right now at your local Acme's. And everyone knows that when I watch the Eagles at home, I get Miller Lite from my local Acme. So this season, when you go to your Acme for your game day Miller Lite, register for a chance to win WIP's ultimate home gating giveaway presented by Miller Lite, including a Weber grill, a 50-inch LG TV, a $750 Acme gift card, a Miller Lite cooler, and Birds legend Brent Celek and yours truly watching an Eagles game at your house. That's a pretty big prize. For info and participating Acme markets, go to 94WIP.com. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly.
So, a gentleman just came over here and gave Ike like a Thor hammer.
Yes.
Dude, that thing is so heavy.
This is like a Thor hammer. Pick that up there.
That hammer is for real.
Yes. Yeah.
Stop.
Pause.
It's like hefty. Yes. Do you think he made this?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did make it. Handmade. Gentleman named Greg. He didn't want me to have his last name, and he didn't want to come on the air, but
okay.
He's a big listener to the show.
Yeah.
He's a big fan. So how about that? Fans, I'm telling you, man, fans come up with the coolest stuff.
The hammer is real.
Yeah. Check that out. Yeah.
He even worked the union into the 4-for-4 on the other side.
Yeah, there you go.
He did.
There you go.
If they lose, don't hit that through your TV, all right?
That's what I'm saying. This thing could be dangerous at the house, man.
That is too heavy for you to have in your hand during the game. 215-592-9494. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP. What's up, Ziggy?
All right. I'm doing awesome. Listen,
good
I
year.
Can't wait. What I'm looking forward to most of all are our team punching these piece of trash Green Bay Packers in the mouth tonight.
All right.
Because, let me tell you why, a couple of days before training camp opened, I got the Birds to win the NFC at plus 675, okay? As of yesterday. Now, keep in mind how much they were blowing up. Vegas was blowing up old Green Bay. As of yesterday morning, the Eagles are down to plus 550, and Green Bay's up to plus 760.
Cash out.
So they're playing with you. And then they come out with this 10.5 over-under. We got a really good team, fellas. We're going to punch them in the mouth, and there's going to be blood on the grass.
There we go.
That's right.
There you go.
All right, now we got about 3 hours before this game starts. 4 hours now. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 hours. It's 4:15. It's 4:13 now.
Yeah, but this is about the time that you crack open the
first guy.
Well, he started at 1.
Yeah, well, listen, some people start earlier, but it's around this time that I think most people are starting to hit the Ike juice.
Yeah, I just wanted him to know, Ziggy to know, to hang in there. We still got the game to get to.
That's my biggest concern. Like, again, I haven't watched an Eagles game from home in a while. They like to indulge in a few.
Oh, yeah, dude. At the night games?
Yeah.
Can I tell you, as somebody who has watched games at home for a long time now, you night game, you get a drink before the first half.
It's over.
It's halftime. It gets tough. You know, it gets tough to
That'd
stay
be a
up.
Different experience for me this year.
Watching games at home.
Well, I've never – this will be the first year I don't have a post-game show to do.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm sorry for everybody out there. Yes, there will be no Eagles post-game show.
Yeah,
that not on WIP, the one you normally see me
on the
Eagles website. Yes,
yeah.
On the Eagles website, so – send all your letters and complaints to the Eagles. Just saying.
Not Ike's fault.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, you're watching both
One
games.
Nova Caraway.
Yep.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's not my fault. But
Did they take the worm out when you?
Oh, yeah, they took the worm out. Now, that's the one good thing. My tweets may be on fire a little bit later.
Sure. I'm sure.
They're going to say, who canceled this post-game show?
My tweets may be a little different now.
Yep. There's going to be emails going around with the red exclamation point. Important.
Yep.
Whose decision was it to cancel this post-game show?
Love it.
First, they lost the worm out of you, and then Elliott's worm doesn't work in Brazil.
It clearly doesn't. He's very critical. He's upset about the Devin White situation.
Upset about the Devin White thing. Picked the Packers.
Yep.
You know,
nice.
And it's not, it doesn't travel to international waters.
No. 215-592-9494. Kenny from the Dirty 30. Kenny, you're on WIP.
I was in a great mood, and then I heard Elliot. There is something wrong with him. I think he picked up a parasite down there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot wrong with Elliot. What specifically are you upset about?
We have three offensive linemen that are all pro bowlers. We have a center who's very good at guard, and I'm sure he's going to be very good at center. I'm not saying he's going to be Hall of Famer. That's four out of five linemen that are studs. How many teams would wish they had one, maybe two pro bowlers? We have three. And Elliott's big worry is our offensive line. I get really confused by him sometimes.
Well, I think his concern, now, first of all, I don't think you can say Cam Jurgens is a stud at center. Playing center is very different than playing guard. But I think Elliott's biggest concern is from a depth standpoint, that if one of these guys goes down, that typically we've had. Now, I think it's fair to say that in the past, we haven't known that we've had the depth that we've had until we have to use it. You know, those guys that were not starting, I don't think that we were particularly confident in until they were actually playing football. But I think Elliott's concern is that the first guard off the bench may be a fourth-round rookie from Michigan. You know, I think that is the concern from Elliott. Not necessarily the starters, you know?
Well, let's burn that bridge when we get to it, Sam. We're going to go down there. We're down there already.
Yeah, we're down.
Get some fun. I can't stand these weekday games when I have to try to work. I haven't been able to get a damn minute work done today. I'm so fired up. I'm so happy. I can't believe it's football season. By the way, Rios, wherever you are, I want to give you the biggest hug ever. That is a foxhole guy if I've ever seen one.
For sure.
And man, oh man, it's I don't know how to describe opening day for the Eagles to me. It's like Christmas when I was a kid, wrapped up with Easter when I was a kid, wrapped up with like prom night, if you know what I mean. All put together.
So nothing happened at all?
Yeah. So a letdown?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You set us up for that one.
I did go to Catholic school, so you know.
Yeah, yeah. So you think a win tonight? You're going win.
You know, they are still a talented team. They still have stud players everywhere you look. Yeah, last year was bad, but you know what? Those coaches are gone. That season is gone. 2016, we looked horrible. 2017, we started out 10-1 and went to the Super Bowl. Every year is different. And right now, I am looking at all of the prognosticators, except for a couple Nick Wrights in the world who I don't know what they're thinking about. All saying the Eagles are a top-five team. I'm feeling so good about this game, and I'll tell you what. Green Bay got a false sense of security last year because they came on late. Jordan Love stunk in the beginning half, so it's still in there. And yes, Jalen Hurts didn't have his greatest year, but I'm telling you, everybody last year, something was wrong with their head. This is a new year. We're going to come out strong, and we're going to reannounce to the NFL, the Eagles are back, baby. E-A-C-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
There you go.
Now, from now on, the calls from now on, we need only strong Eagles.
Yeah, fans. DBs.
Yeah, and I think we're in the period where they have been strong, I think, for the last half hour or so, but nothing weak.
Well, and the thing that people have to realize, they're not taking your calls in the pregame show.
No.
There's no even an hour and 40 minutes to get your Eagles chance out.
Yeah, you're insulting Elliott. You want to insult Elliott, give your Eagles chance. So, I lost it.
I was going to say something. It's weird that Kelce's not playing tonight.
Like, it is.
It's the first time he hasn't started or haven't entered a season with him since 2010. Like, he's obviously been through a lot here. And like, it's just going to be a new center out there tonight.
Yeah, I think. And then when we don't have BG next year, I mean, those are the two guys that you say this era of Eagles football, it's really like four different eras of Eagles football that both those guys have been playing through, you know. I did have something else.
Again.
It's good.
Yeah, but it's,
I think, was it around a game?
No, it was around the game. I don't think it was offense related.
Back to the defense?
Yeah, but it's completely gone. Whatever. What are you going to do? All right. Coming up next, now we normally give our picks at 5:30.
Yes.
But Ike's going to have to get over to the pregame show a little bit earlier, so we're going to do our picks at 4:30. And then the most important pick we have, which is Tommy from down the shore, will give his pick after we give ours. We haven't heard from Tommy since the Eagles lost to the Bucks.
Besides the text line contributions.
Yes, 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 of course.
But a true Tommy call with the true Rios call with the true Chuck.
I mean,
call?
He's from down the shore. What's he been doing all summer?
I don't.
Is he in Brazil?
Mm-mm.
So, and we want to know from
I
you.
I think they serve bologna over there.
I don't know. They might. I don't know. And we want to hear from you. What is your pick for tonight's game? But also, what are you most excited to see? 215-592-9494. This hour is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calendar to calculator, rather, to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. We are live from Chickies and Peace in South Philly. Join Ava Graham a week from today, next Friday night, for an Eagles pep rally. Meet Swoop, the cheerleaders, and win tickets to the home opener. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. It's game day. We'll be right back here on Monday. The show will be here, and then right afterwards, the Brandon Graham Show returns starting at 6 p.m. live from Chickies in South Philly. Now, we will have the show here on Monday, but Ike and I will be doing a very special WIP Afternoon Show tomorrow. Not in the afternoon. So we will be on 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. You might be saying...
Check that out.
You might be saying, what about the other guy on the show? Flitz.
Yep. What is,
he will not be on the show tomorrow.
No nope. Blitz.
Because it's not Foxhole Guy.
Yep.
I don't work Saturdays. Just kidding. And deep breaths. Deep breaths. I was just kidding. A friend's wedding.
So somebody else's Foxhole.
Yeah. Huh? I'll be in there.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There, Foxhole.
Okay.
This Foxhole.
No, this Foxhole.
Yeah. Saturdays?
So we'll be reacting to the show with you, to the game with you tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Right here on WIP. Ike and I will be here. And then, of course, back at Chickies on Monday.
And I did tell Justin Morgenstein to make sure he's ready for the victory.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big one.
Seriously. Yeah. Yes. And this, if we get a victory, this will when we get the victory, this will be my first time sort of serving up the victory. We're going to have to talk before the show about how this works. I got to get it right. Because early in the show, I didn't even know that you were going to do the holler at your boy thing, and I didn't set it up correctly.
Yeah, that took a couple weeks to get right.
So, you know, I want to make sure we're going. So we have an hour and a half left of the show. So it's an hour and a half left of you to get in. We want two things from you. One, your prediction for tonight's game. But two, and most importantly, what are you most excited to see for tonight? Me as Saquon, I can't wait to see a game-breaker running back in this offense. Ike wants to see Jalen Hurts finally in this offense, and Jack is looking forward to seeing the defense.
Glutton for punishment, baby.
Yeah, seems like a troll almost.
I would never troll. Yeah, you saw my predictions.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. But as far as predictions, every week we will give you our picks. Now, we're normally going to do it at 5:30, but this week we will do it at 4:30 because Ike will have to get over to the pregame show. So who goes first? And do we have an intro thing?
Some music.
No intro thing. Yeah. All right, here they are, the picks. Ike,
all right,
lead us off, brother.
All right, so here's where I'm going to start at. Whew. I'm going to start in the ATL. How about those Atlanta Falcons, man? I don't even know if Kirk Cousins is playing Sunday or not. Do we know? I have no idea. Doesn't matter because I don't know who's starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers either.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's still questionable.
Yeah, oh, is he?
Yeah, calf is tight again. I mean, guy can't stay on the practice field long enough.
Can we grow up with a tight calf?
Tight calf. He's an old man. But if Justin Fields has to play, I don't know what the hell he's going to bring. So, long story short, I'm taking the Falcons at home, -3.5 versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's a revenge spot but Justin Fields, obviously, from there.
And Arthur Smith, who's offensive coordinator. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns, -2.5 over the Dallas Cowboys. Let's face it, the Cowboys suck. I mean, you're going to Cleveland. I don't know what the hell Deshaun Watson is going to do. As a matter of fact, I haven't even heard anything about Deshaun Watson all summer. That could be a good thing for them. But I don't even know what he's going to do. What I do know is is that CeeDee Lamb missed all the training camp, and Ezekiel Elliott may be their starting tailback. No way in hell that's a winning formula for Jim Schwartz and that Cleveland Browns defense. I think the Browns win a low-scoring game up there. Take the Browns minus the 3.5. And then I had two games here that I didn't know where I wanted to go, but I'm going to go with this one because I think this is the safer pick. Just give me Seattle minus 5.5 over the Broncos. I mean, my goodness, Bo Nix and Sean Payton.
My guy Bo Nix?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I got him picked for Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Don't worry about
all right.
it.
Okay.
In one of my bets.
Okay.
Not in the first game of the season. He's going up there to Seattle, start his first game on the road. I'll take the Seahawks and my main man, Geno Smith, who I always knew was a starting quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I saw that almost start fisticuffs.
And for tonight's game.
Yes.
Ah, I feel so good about this game. Points are plenty up and down the field. I like it. I'm predicting a big game from Saquon tonight. AJ will get a touchdown, but I think Saquon scores a couple. I like the Eagles, 27-24. I just don't know how we get to the 27. Do we get to it from 20 to 27, or do we get to it from 24 to 27 with Jake Elliott kicking the game-winning field goal? I'm not sure. I just know we're winning 27-24 tonight.
All right. I'm going to give my picks. All right. First one. Bengals minus 8 at home against the New England Patriots.
Very chalk of you.
It's not chalk. It's the line. The New England Patriots are going to be the worst team in football. They may not win two games all year. And I think this is the Joe Burrow revenge tour year. And I think they come out and they probably win this game by 3 touchdowns. So I have Bengals minus 8 at home against the Patriots. I have also got the Browns minus 2.5 at home against the Cowboys. I've been saying it for a while. I think this feels like a everything falls apart year for the Cowboys. They're very talented. They're
Sweet.
Always very talented, but there's just too much contract stuff for a team that has not accomplished anything. Every day I see another story that Dak is hopeful they'll get a deal done and they're talking and so on and so forth. So I have the Browns minus 2.5. Okay. Now, everyone seems to think that the 49ers are going to have a down year because they're coming off a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you who they're not going to have a down year against starting off the season, and that is the New York Jets.
Ooh.
I have the 49ers at home minus 4.5 against the Jets. The Jets last year were a trendy pick to get to the Super Bowl. That is a disastrous organization with a bad head coach. They're going to go into San Francisco, and they're going to get obliterated. So I've got the 49ers minus 4.5.
I don't know about that one.
I'm telling you. They're going to lose.
Well, they may lose. You said obliterate.
They're going to get crushed.
Mm. All right.
All right.
It's a good Jets defense.
And that's fine. And then tonight, we're supposed to give our real pick, right?
Yes.
This one counts.
Okay.
This one counts.
I just don't see the Eagles stopping them at all. I have the Packers 37-31.
Damn.
I think the offense is going to look good, but I think we are going to – I think a large part of our show tomorrow – is going to be, can this defense get good enough for this team to be competitive? I just, like, until I see it, I don't believe it. The Packers return. Everybody upgraded at running back on offense. I don't think we're going to – they might not punt tonight.
Do you think he will still say the defense is a luxury if that happens tonight?
How long can he keep that up? How long can he keep that up? So those are my picks.
Yes. The balloon has been deflated.
Sorry.
But they got to count.
It is what it is.
I'm just being honest.
I gotta be honest, Mike. Read a line for me one time. I'm taking the Jets plus 4.5.
I told you.
And maybe outright. I'll take the Jets outright on Monday as their trek to the Super Bowl starts.
All right.
Give me A-Rod against the Niners, who he hates. Give me Saleh, who he...
He's 44 off an Achilles.
You've upped his age by every year. You said 43 yesterday.
He's 43.
I think he's 41.
He's getting older each day.
Yeah. He might as well be 43.
He's 40, okay? He's 40.
It's all the same.
Yeah. I spoke like a true 48-year-old. I'm taking the Colts plus 2.5.
Ooh.
Against Houston. Listen, I had a lot of Houston buzz out there.
Yeah.
They had a big year last year.
Very trendy pick.
I think Richardson's going to have a big, big second year coming off of, obviously, the injury last year. Colts are good last year. They're home. Now they get Richardson back. I'll take the Colts plus 2.5.
Listen, I like the pick because I like home dogs in divisional games. So
yep.
But I would tease that up to 3.5.
For sure. For sure. Don't love the 2.5.
Yes.
Don't love the 2.5.
I tease that up to 3.5.
But I think a lot of people are going to take the Texans minus 2.5 because they're the trendy, maybe. Could they be a Super Bowl team to Texans? Yeah. I don't know about that. And then my final pick for the Eagles, I'm taking the Chargers minus 3 against the Raiders. Like, I think the Raiders stink, and I think that Harbaugh is at least going to get them moving in the right direction. Big year for Justin
Herbert.
It's
for chalk of you.
It is chalk of me. It's almost like your Bengals pick. But, yes, I'll take the Chargers minus 3.
Bengals.
I know. Relax. Malware. And then for the Eagles, I don't think they'll stop them either, but I think they'll outscore them. I'm taking 34-30.
Oh, that's a pandering
34-30?
Pick. 34-30? That's a pandering pick. He's pandering. He said the Packers were going to win all week long.
I said I didn't expect the Eagles to win.
Oh, he's pandering.
We did have him 16-1 this
year. That's take that, K.
That's why I asked. I was like, that's why I asked, is this our real pick?
Right.
And then you come in and you lie on your pick.
That's my real pick. That's how I feel today, baby.
Oh.
Game day. E!
Nah, it didn't work.
It
wasn't a DP.
Nope.
All right. Before we get to your calls, I'm going to tell you where you're going to get or what you're going to get if you need a water heater. There's only two words you need to know. It's Bradford White. Say it with me. Bradford White.
Bradford
Say
White.
It with me. Bradford White. Your water heater goes. It's a bummer.
Is that what we're doing now because of Rios? Everyone just repeats
Everybody
after
just
me?
Repeats, yeah. You know, you get in the shower, you turn on all the hot water. There's no hot water. It sucks. You got to deal with it. But I'm going to make it easy for you. Bradford White is clearly the best. Built to be the best it is. Built 100% here in the United States. Also, built to last. They're going to Bradford White water heater is going to last you a decade. That you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they got those new tankless water heaters. Bradford White has those. Tank water heater, whether it's at home with your family, whether it's at work with your employees or your coworkers, Bradford White's going to give you the performance you expect and you deserve. But they want a real plumber to install it, not you with your little, home, project thing. They want somebody who does it right because it is the best possible water heater. So go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing pro near you, and learn more. Here is possibly our most important pick. We haven't heard from him since last football season. Tommy from down the shore, back with us for another season. Tommy, we have an intro.
We have an intro.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy down the shore.
Yo, John. Yo, hoy.
It's Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Hand up. That's on me.
Yeah, the John.
No, it's totally on me.
You're continually putting me in my place.
It's preseason for everyone.
He didn't think about it, yes.
It didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
And my name also wasn't on it, which also is not correct.
Right. Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah. Tommy, how was your summer, buddy?
Yo, Spike. Yo, Jack. Baloney time, baby.
It is baloney time.
Yeah, we're just getting rolled. You know, we got to edit the theme song and everything, just gliding into it. But the summer was beautiful, man. It was just, like, really relaxing, real low-key, going to the beach, barbecuing, playing ping pong, dancing. All my usual things, you know what I mean?
And just dancing and eating bologna is pretty much it, huh? You pick up any hobbies?
I did, actually, because I'm glad you asked me that, because over the summer... You guys watch the Olympics?
Yeah.
I love the Olympics. This summer, okay, this is going to seem strange. I became obsessed with synchronized swimming. they call it artistic swimming, I guess.
Yeah.
Now. But I love it because, it combines dancing and the water. And I love dancing in the water. Remember that song, Lionel Richie, he's dancing on the ceiling?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Remember that song? It's like me, I'm dancing in the water or on the water. You know what I mean? It fits me. I've tried doing it myself, not very good. I'll be honest. I ain't got the right, physique. I'm built more like Andy Reid. You know what I mean?
But Tommy, let me ask you this. Isn't synchronized swimming when you do it at the exact same time with another swimmer? Do you have a partner?
Right. That's my only other problem because I've been doing it myself. You know what I mean?
But you're in sync, though. That's the key. You're
in
sync with yourself.
With myself. Exactly. So it's like I got to get a team together. I'm not going to the Olympics. Let's get real. You know what I mean? But, it's just for fun. You know what I mean? It's very, it's meditative. You know what I mean?
Now, I assume you're not down the shore right now. Are you in Brazil? Are you down the shore? Where are you?
I'm down in Shore. I'm actually down in Atlantic City right now. You know, I kind of float around. I go to, if I want to do, like, you know, more low key, I'm in Wildwood. If I want to do a little gambling, I'm in AC. If I want to go more upscale, I'm in Cape May. But right now, I'm in AC.
Okay.
I so wish I could be in Brazil, because it would be so much fun to, you know, watch the birds, cheer on the birds, check out the nightlife. You know what I mean? And they got nice beaches down there. See, here's the thing. A lot of people don't realize. I'm global. I'm Tommy from down the shore in Jersey, but I'm Tommy from down the shore in Brazil, too. I'm Tommy from down the shore in locations across the globe. You know what I mean? I'm always big. You know what I mean?
Really? You're big in Brazil?
I'm not sure if I'm big there. I could be in time. You know what I mean? I got to spend some more time there. You know what I mean? I'm still working on building up my international profile.
Well, they love your accent. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like Portuguese. You sound like you have a Brazilian accent.
It does, right? It's kind of like smooth.
It's beautiful.
So, would you guys say my way of speaking is very smooth and very sexy?
Yeah, very smooth, very sexy, very smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
So, well, see, here's the thing. Speaking of smooth and sexy, you guys, let me, because my favorite part of Brazilian life and Brazilian culture is the music. You guys like bossa nova, bossa nova music?
Oh, yeah, everybody loves bossa nova music.
But you know that, too? It's a really nice tune. It goes like, girl from me, but it's like, girl from Ipanema goes, tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she's walking, it's time she passes, goes, yeah. That last little bit, that's my own style of composition right there.
Do you know the rest of it or no?
Not really. What?
I just know the first verse. But I'll come up with a full rendition later. But see, the thing is, when you take a cover tune, you got to, like, add your own little flavor to it. So, like, when I go, like, yeah, that's not in the original.
Yeah.
I mean?
So, Tommy, obviously we'd love to hear you sing bossa nova music for the rest of the show, but it's a big day. The birds open tonight. We, of course, need to know not only what you think will happen tonight, but what your outlook is for the season.
Listen, I got a very philosophical view. You guys know me. I'm the eternal optimist. I think there's a lot of anxiety, and I understand, because last season was very, very, very disappointing. But to me, last season was a blessing in disguise. You know what I mean? Because you learn from adversity. You learn from failure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think this is such a talented team. I think they're going to have a different level of mental toughness, and I'm just so fired up. I think this is going to be a very special season. What do you guys think, man?
Yeah, I mean, hell, I got him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I got him at 10 wins in a wild card spot.
See, Ike, you're more like me, and I believe, Jack, you're the same way. But, Ike, but Spike, you're more like representing the anxiety, right? Because there is that anxiety. I can feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'm emotional.
Emotion. You got a lot of emotion, Spike.
I got a lot of emotion.
I know about you.
Yes. So, tonight, can we get the official Tommy from Down the Shore Eagles pick?
Okay, it's going to be close. Look, they're a good team. It's going to be a close game. It'll be tight through the first three quarters, but then we pull away. I'm going 33-23. Birds, take it to the bank.
33-23.
It's a modest time from down the shore. Yeah. He's usually Birds by 20.
Yeah.
That's right, Jack. I'm trying to be a little more conservative in my
a real fanalist, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know it, man. I gotta ease my way into it. A couple games in, I'll be doing the big scores. Don't worry. But 33-23, take it to the bank.
Yeah. All right, Tommy, before we let you go, can we get the girl from Ipanema again?
Sure. Here you go. You guys, the little bit that I know. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she's passing, it's time she's passing real nice.
All right.
A little nice. Real nice this time, the second time. You know what I mean?
Love it. Love it, Tommy. All right. Well, we look forward to having you every week around 4:40, 4:45 to give your predictions. And good. First of all, good luck with the bossa nova stuff. And also, next time the birds are in Brazil, I think you have to make sure that you're down there.
Next time, we all got to be there, right? All four of us together, we got to be partying down there.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd like to see Tommy with Herb, actually.
Yeah, I think they'd go along
Herb
well.
Driving that Tommy
would be, you know what? That would be like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. You know what I mean? The two
yes,
of us
sir.
Together.
Yes, sir. All right.
Sports Talk Radio. You know what I mean?
All right, Tommy.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you next week. Go Birds!
Go Birds!
Birds!
Wow. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
I still can't believe, Jack, you disrespected me by keeping John's name in the intro. Yeah.
Well, no, I disrespected the entire listening audience.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't just you.
Yeah.
I completely messed up.
Yep.
But it's okay. It'll be remedied for next week.
All right.
And it would be a better intro.
215-592-9494. What are you most excited for in the Eagles opener tonight? Of course, you can hear it here on WIP. Pregame starts at 6 and kickoff is at 8:15. Yoshi in Brewery Town. What up, brother?
What up, baby? My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday. First one of the season, baby. Let's get it popping.
Game day.
What up, Yoshi?
What up, baby? I'm excited, man. What's name? To see number one change the narrative tonight. All them messed up presses, that messed up end of the season. I can't wait to see him go out there tonight and make us say that's why he's on the Jordan brand. That's why he the number one quarterback. That's why he getting that $50 million a year. Bold prediction. Saquon gonna get off. AJ gonna have a game. Smitty gonna have a game. But I'm telling you, tonight is Dallas Goedert's night. Dallas going for over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. I put that in the bank. Put that in the bank. Dallas
okay.
Goedert is the roof in the night. I'm telling you, man, that's how I feel about it. I feel great about the day. I made a Cowboys fan say the Eagles are the best. A Jackie made him say they the best team in the world. Tonight, boy, I'm pumped. I'm going in the house. I'm going to try not to time myself out. I'm going to hit the bag for like 20, 25 minutes. What's name? I'm like, man, boy, my wife better stay away from me. I was like, it's game night. You got it. Like, I'm putting her on hold. That's how you know it's game night. I'm excited to listen to my boys from 10 to 1 tomorrow. Like, it's bird game today, baby. I agree. Ain't nobody said it right all day. Give me my neck roll, brother.
Yes.
Give me my neck roll. That's what I want. E-A-G-L-E-S. Bird game, baby. I love y'all. Let's get it, Jack. I'm a tech. You know I'm texting them hearts and eagles and flex signs tonight. So be ready. Don't put me on silent mode. I love y'all. Baby.
All right, Yosh. That is a good Eagles chance.
Yeah. I know.
It was a good one.
Listen, we got an hour left.
Yeah, it's getting
only
closer
good
and closer.
Eagle chance.
It's getting closer and closer.
And if you don't know, Spike, Yoshi has a punching bag right next to the TV. And he just he spends all.
He really does?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you gotta keep those working those guns out you know, somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He stays in a tank top.
All right. He sure does. Even 6 degrees outside.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right, we got an hour left. Looking for your predictions for tonight and what you're most excited for. 215-592-9494. Twitter question. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Do you expect the Eagles to win tonight or hope they win? Hope still in the lead. 51%. Expect 49%. Coming up next, everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show is the top 5 at 5. We are at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.